Tomorrow night, the Fayetteville and Bentonville High School football teams will play a 7A West conference game against each other in Bentonville. It's the conference opener for both teams, and both come into the game with perfect records, 3-0. As players on both squads this week have been preparing for the contest, they've also been learning about early detection and prevention of certain cancers. The Football Cancer Showdown is sponsored by the Cancer Challenge, based in Bentonville. Tina Wagner, the executive director of the Cancer Challenge, says the players on both teams this week have learned about testicular cancer, the most common form of cancer in men age 15 to 40.
And you know what is good for these young men to know is that early detection and early treatment is critical. That survival rate is over 95%. But that's why we are taking this education out to these players so that they understand how to do self-exams and to know when they're at risk.
Now, I know that traditionally on Thursday, the night before a game against an opponent, coaches go over game films with players. That will happen again tonight, but there's more to that session tonight for the Fayetteville and Bentonville High School football teams, isn't there?
Absolutely. We have partnered with two local urologists, Dr. Sakula and Dr. Zimmerman, and they are going to be there stressing the importance of these young men and knowing their bodies and identifying symptoms of testicular cancer. And in addition to that, we also recognize that about 20% of high school boys use smokeless tobacco, and the coaches are seeing an increase in use in their student athletes. So we will be also presenting information about the dangers of using spit tobacco.
So there's actually an increase. I thought that the word had gotten out that that wasn't such a good thing for you.
And they say that over half of them develop a habit before the age of 13. So, reaching these boys in their teen years is really important.
During the football game between Fayetteville and Bentonville tomorrow night, there will also be, markers and things on the uniform to remind people that there is a cancer awareness event going on, correct?
Absolutely. The football players will be wearing blackout cancer eye blacks, but they'll also have a purple ribbon on their helmet in awareness of the type of cancer that we're focusing on. In addition to that, we will be bringing together the spirit squads from both Bentonville and Fayetteville, along with the Fayetteville Student Council members, out on the field together, and they will do a balloon launch, again, all in heightening the awareness of testicular cancer.
Anything else that goes on besides those game film sessions tonight?
You know what has just been so amazing of all this is just the energy and the commitment of the kids to wanting to make a difference. We have been, in addition to the education, by working with the spirit squads from both schools, they actually invited us to come in and do skin cancer education with them. So it's extended beyond the original focus of the game and having an opportunity to reach, another 150 young ladies with very important information about the dangers of tanning beds and how to detect skin cancer early. And in fact, when we were up at Bentonville doing that, we even had a couple aerobic teachers that excused their class. They saw what we were doing and invited the students to join in. So the response has just been amazing and the support from the schools. But just, it's easy to get caught up in the energy of these young people. And today, right now, we're at over $18,000 raised for local cancer programs through Teen Cancer Challenge.
And another event comes up in early October. This includes high school tennis players.
Absolutely, both boys and girls tennis. And it's the match between Bentonville and Rogers on October 5th. It'll be played out in Bella Vista on the Kingsdale tennis courts. And those students have chosen to focus on skin cancer, which is so appropriate for a sport that's played outside. We have got a local dermatologist that's going to help us with providing skin cancer education to those teens.
And if people want to know more, they can go to cancerchallenge.com?
Absolutely.
Will you be doing some of these events in the spring with spring sports?
We do. We're working the calendar right now to get some basketball games on the calendar. We're working on a regional track meet. We've got soccer on board. So, it just continues to grow, and this is just at the high school level. I see us having some opportunities, particularly to do some education in the junior highs as well. But, the opportunities are endless. Our goal of Teen Cancer Challenge is one, to engage the students in philanthropic activity, but most importantly, it's the opportunity to share with them information about early detection and prevention of cancer. And so I feel like we're well on our path, on the path to meeting both of those objectives here in the Northwest Arkansas area.
And the football game is tomorrow night between Bentonville and Fayetteville.
Absolutely.
Tina Wagner is the executive director of the Cancer Challenge based in Bentonville. The football cancer showdown between Fayetteville and Bentonville is tomorrow night in Bentonville, kickoff scheduled for 7:30. For more information about the game, cancerchallenge.com.